I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics.
It is, and Oscar-nominated animation called My Life is a Zucchini.
Oh, okay.
All right, and this is about an orphan.
Is it an orphan zucchini?
Yeah. It's not really a zucchini. It's a kid called Zucchini.
Ah.
What is it about orphans?
I got it.
All right.
I got this. It's easy. Because an orphan has a big problem. We want children to be loved and taken care of. It's deep in our race to want that, right?
Yeah.
So narratively, at least you have the hook right off the bat, right? What happens to this child? Popeye is one of my favorite orphans.
I didn't even have him listed.
I know. I was surprising you in that
I know.
One. And Sweepy seems to be an orphan, I think.
Oh, that's weird, man. I was sure you were going to say Man of Steel. Dark Knight.
Is orphaned
Batman
as well.
Is an orphan, too.
Right. Tarzan.
My favorite is The Cider House Rules.
Oh.
Tobey Maguire playing Homer Wells.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, of course, because he connects with Charlize Theron, so I think he's going to be okay.
Annie.
At your point, she's taken care of.
Yeah.
You know, I'm
but
not,
she is. But here's the thing. When they're in an orphanage and you get that, like, sense of abuse happening, systematic abuse, institutionalized abuse, like, they're not taken care of. And that's what you're aching for her to get.
Right, right.
Somewhere with yeah. somebody who'll take care of her.
Yeah, because even in Dickens, if you have Oliver mm-hmm. and you have Great Expectations, they are eventually taken care of. Similar to the topic we had with marooned characters, that ingenuity that we love seeing, how they take this circumstance, which is so foreign to us.
Yeah.
We want to be in family. They're not in family. How are they going to survive? I love Hugo
uh-huh.
because, you know, he's able to be hidden from everybody and safe. I kind of like the idea that there's an ingenuity involved.
Yeah, we want to see them be self-sufficient. That's an entertaining premise for us,
yes.
right? Navigate the underground and survive.
We're into survival. Existentially, we understand our loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
So this really appeals to us to see somebody who doesn't have
yeah.
the riches that we have in love and family and how they can survive and survive through their wits. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. In line with what you were just saying,
yeah.
Tatum O'Neill in Paper Moon.
Oh my gosh, good one. Wow.
And what an interesting sort of dynamic
yeah.
happening on screen, right?
Wow, yes.
Ryan O'Neill, her real father,
right,
playing opposite her, but not as her father, as a fellow con artist.
Yes.
And they team up. She's more self-sufficient than he is.
Oh, yeah.
And yet, what's heartbreaking about that movie is that this longing sort of creeps through. She wants to be a little girl. She wants him to be her father. And it only comes through very slowly near the end because she's so tough. She has such a tough exterior and can handle herself. It's Depression-era America in that movie. And she's probably the best screen orphan in my...
What about Jungle Book? Now, there's a romanticized orphan.
Yeah,
Mowgli.
Well, you know, it's the palatable version for kids.
Yes, yes, yes.
But yeah, Mowgli is definitely orphaned.
And Les Miserables, Amanda Seyfried here, and this one plays Cosette. She's the factory worker's daughter,
uh-huh.
and she's off on her own. She's a survivor. Way, way back, Boys Town.
Wow, yeah.
Isn't that going
Mickey
back
Rooney?
1936? Mickey Rooney, right?
Mickey Rooney and Spencer Tracy, right?
Yeah, you got it, yes. And Jane Eyre. Jane is an orphan,
mm-hmm.
and she finally ends up with Rochester.
Yeah.
But she strikes me as our kind of lady, able to take care of herself.
Smart.
Yeah, yeah.
A little severe.
Well,
austere.
It's a dark business.
yeah, you know, I was thinking of one, and she's really peripheral to the story. Peripheral, yet integral.
Okay.
Is the little girl in Terrence Malick's Days of Heaven.
Oh, my God.
You remember that movie?
Wow.
So Richard Gere, Brooke Adams, they're both these wayward itinerant workers during the Depression, and they pick this little girl up on the train. And she sort of gloms onto them and they make this weird little makeshift family. It's her wisdom and her broken voice that puts the drama into it,
okay.
is what I want to say.
More recently, a film called Lion, in which we have not necessarily an orphan.
Yeah.
Most of the film he's separated from.
Man, he might as well be orphaned.
He feels
orphaned.
Yes. Well, orphans.
Yeah.
I guess we all feel like orphans now and then.
And every okay. once in a while, a zucchini.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.org.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org. And like us on Facebook.